The old debate about how to deal with young criminal offenders continues in Massachusetts with a focus on what are being called emerging adults. These are people in their early 20s who might benefit from structured rehabilitation. Many European countries have already created different ways of handling this population. A group of European juvenile justice leaders recently toured Massachusetts to see what's being done here. WBUR's Deborah Becker tagged along for part of the tour and filed this report.
So this building is 72,000 square feet. It's a really big building. It's one of the nicest buildings that we have in the state.
That's Jennifer Olgey with the Massachusetts Department of Youth Services, or DYS. She's showing a group of U.S. and European juvenile justice leaders the three-year-old DYS facility in Middleton that accommodates about 45 young criminal offenders. Through gleaming hallways and landscaped grounds, the group walks into a large gymnasium. The European guests say they're impressed.
In Croatia, we don't have such a new brand institution. They are all old, and they have not so many spaces.
Croatian juvenile judge Lana Peto is among the four European visitors on this tour. Aside from the facility, what's most striking about the way the U.S. deals with its young criminal offenders, she says, is philosophy. Judge Peto says very few young people are committed to institutions in her country, and she says in Croatia, young offenders might live at a facility to receive specialized counseling, but then go elsewhere for other services.
But we have a trained persons who are dealing with these children. And we have only one closed institution, and all other institutions are opened.
Really?
So you are not closed.
You're not locked in?
No. You are going outside to have, for example, education, to go to school. You can deal with your friends outside in the town. And you're just living in the institution.
In Massachusetts, the age for adult criminal responsibility increased to 18 from 17 just a few years ago, and it may go up again. In some European countries, the age by which an offender enters the adult criminal system is older, depending on the country and on the crime. Another European visitor, Andrea Ritter, a German youth judge, admired the posters that featured questions such as, what happened, and what do you need to do to make things right?
These are the key questions to make them reflect what happened and what they can do better in future.
A key difference between the U.S. system and Germany's, Judge Ritter says, is the notion of punishment. As a judge, she says she's part of a team. She works with social workers, counselors, and even victims, trying to determine what led a young offender astray and what's needed to get them back on track. One thing that particularly struck the European guests was the racial makeup at the Middleton DYS facility.
You look in the blacks. So have you seen a white prisoner?
Dr. Jörg Jesse is with the European Organization of Prison and Correctional Services.
As far as I know, Massachusetts is a state with a huge white majority. And here, someone said he saw one white prisoner. I haven't seen one, but that's a bit depressing, yeah.
DYS says of the 787 committed young people it served in 2018, 18% were white, 26% black, and almost 46% Hispanic. DYS Commissioner Peter Forbes says he doesn't control who ends up in his system, but he does make sure that young offenders are treated appropriately.
We're looking in the mirror internally to make sure that we're being fair. There's only so much we can do about the front door and who comes in the front door.
Forbes has met some of these European guests before. He was part of a U.S. group that visited youth facilities in Germany last year. Forbes says he continues to be inspired by the German focus on rehabilitation and education.
They have, say, a wood shop or a welding shop, like you'd see it like in a wealthy regional vo-tech school. We don't have anything like that.
And Forbes' considerations are practical, as DYS may soon take in young adults. Massachusetts lawmakers are considering raising the age at which a criminal offender would enter the adult system. A task force is reviewing whether to include 18 to 20-year-olds in the juvenile justice system and is expected to make its recommendations this month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.